Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Beis Hashem, we're starting a new chelik of Mishnah Berurah Chelik Dalet. And although the page numbers continue as if it's continuing in the Sefer, it's actually a brand new chelik. So we can be excited about that. Simon Shin Mem Hey on page Kuf Sadi Vav. It's page one of the Chelik Dalet, if you're looking. Before we read the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to first look at the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of there, Abu Shuis. So, as you can see, the topic of Shemem Hei, of Din Abu Shuris B'Shabbos, the four different domains on Shabbos. Okay, says Mishnah Berurah, Abu Shuris, Agdim Lezeh HaKdama Ksar, I'm going to give you a brief introduction. Who Hinei Hoitzar Merushus Rushus, Havi Bichlal Shah Melochis Shah Asa HaTorah Laseis B'Yem HaShabbos, is one of the Melochas that the Torah prohibited on Shabbos is transferring from one domain to another. Vehu kachol gufei Torah shenim sula Moshe Mitzrayim is part of the basic body of the Torah that was given over to Moshe Har Sinai, is that transferring from one Moshe to another is a melacha. Veheviu chachamenu alze raya gam ke mikra, and although it's a masorah, it's a tradition from Sinai, but the Chazal also showed from a pasuk how we see it. Dechiv veitzav Moshe veaviu kol b'machane, Moshe commanded and they sent a message around the camp. Ish v'isha al yasu oid melocha l'tumas hakodesh v'yikale ha'am mehavi. This is after everyone was giving donations to build the Mishkan. Then they had enough already. There was enough stuff. Not they had enough. There was enough stuff for the Mishkan. And Moshe sent a message around saying, stop bringing, right? That it's a man or woman should no longer bring anything for the melocha of the donations of the Mishkan. And everyone stopped bringing. What do we see from there? Alma the havar lechol echad moshusay, that each person bringing from his own domain, his own private roshus, to who roshus ayochid, the person's tent, whatever, the roshusay shal Moshe, into transferring it into the domain of Moshe, shahayu roshus rabim, because he was in roshus rabim, mipnei shahayu rabim mitzvim sham, because it was in a public place, hu bichlal melacha. He's saying, don't do any more melacha of bringing this item. Don't do melacha for the Mishkan, meaning don't start building the Mishkan. Don't bring items for the Mishkan, because when you bring items, that's called a melacha. Where you bring it from? You bring it from a private rishus and taking it into a public rishus, which is a rabbim, that's called melacha. There's a third rishus, which is not from the Torah, which is a rabbim, which is not defined as a public domain, nor a private domain. It's called a kamelis. Why is it not either of those? It doesn't have the correct partitions to be considered a Roshus HaYochid. We'll see later on. So a Karmelis, again, we haven't really said what it is yet, but we say what it isn't. It is not a Roshus HaYochid. It does not have the right partitions to be considered a Roshus HaYochid. And on a Torah level, you're allowed to transfer an item from a Karmelis into a Roshus HaYochid, or into Roshus HaRabim. Aval Chachamim asu kadei shelo novi lahatir al yedezem Roshus HaYochid Roshus HaRabim, but Chazal prohibited bringing from a Karmelis to either of those other two places, because otherwise a person might come to bring from Roshus HaYochid to Roshus HaRabim. She'ein ha'kol b'kiyim b'dinei mechitzes, because not everyone knows about the laws and the details. We will, after learning Mishnah Berurah, but not everyone is knowledgeable in what defines a different Roshus, and they might end up actually transferring from a Yochid to a Rabim, which would be a Melacha D'oraisa. So that's our third Roshus. We had Roshus HaYochid, we had Roshus HaRabim. Again, these are not being defined yet at all, but we have the concept of Roshus HaYochid, a private domain, Roshus HaRabim, a public domain, and now there's something kind of in between, it doesn't really fit into either, called a Karmelis, which is an Issa D'Rabbanan to transfer to or from. And then we've got a fourth category, V'yesh Oid Roshus Revi Shenikra Mekom Pator. It's called a place of exemption. It's a fourth Roshus, a fourth type of domain. Rukla Kamon, so similar as we're going to see at the end of the Simon. There's 19 Sifim. So at the end, we're going to see about it. We're going to find out that you're allowed, l'chatchila, it's perfectly mutter to transfer from a place called a Mokom Pator, this, whatever it is exactly yet, to or from a Roshus HaYochid or a Roshus HaRabim. That's all going to be explained later. Okay, having said all that, we're now going to start the actual Simon. Simon, Shimon Hei, Sif Aleph. Albert Roshuris LeShabbos. There are four different types of domains on Shabbos. Roshus HaYochid, Roshus HaRabim, a private domain, a public domain. Karmelis, what's a Karmelis? Where's the word come from? Pirush, Rach Mal, Loilach Vloyovish, Ela Benini. Something to do with some type of grain that is not we're going to see. It's not moist, it's not dry, it's average, it's somewhere in between. A karmelis is something somewhere in between. Hachanami, lo yushis ha-yochid, lefi she'im l'mechitzas. And here as well, what is a karmelis? It's like that, in that it's not considered to be yushis ha-yochid because it doesn't have the required partitions. But lo yushis ha-rabmi, it's not called a public domain. She'ein oidoim l'digli ha-midbar, because it's not like the way they traveled in the desert. The lav lehilucha, the rabm avida, because a karmelis is not meant for public, as a public thoroughfare. That's how Rashi explained the idea of a karmelis, and we'll see more in the Mishnah Berurah. And the fourth domain is called a makom pator, a place which is exempt completely, as we saw Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah said in the introduction, that you're l'chatchil allowed to use to and from to any other rishus. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah, there's just a little bit here, and then we'll see more developing each type of rishus. Sifkot Aleph, rach mal, tender mal. What is mal? Peirush, karmel. What's the word karmel? As in karmelis, where does the word karmel come from? It's a grain that you rub between your fingers. You rub in your hand to take out of its chaff. It's not completely moist, it's not completely dry. When you rub it between your fingers, it softens completely. It's somewhere in between, it's not dried out, so it will soften, but it's not too hard. Right, it's not too soft either. I mean, it's not too moist. It's somewhere in between. That's the idea of a karmelis. It's somewhere in between Ushchus Yochid and Ushchus Rabim. That was the name they gave it based on this pasuk, and that again is a Ushchus Rabbanon that we mentioned. Okay, Sif Beis. Ezu Ushchus Yochid. What is this Ushchus Yochid we refer to? A private domain. Again, if you take from Ushchus Yochid to Ushchus Rabim or vice versa, it's a Malacha Deraisa. We have to define what that is. What is a Ushchus Yochid? It's a place that's surrounded by walls that are at least 10 trochim tall. Right, a tefach is what? 8.6 centimeters, according to Chaim. Don't ask me inches, but it's about 85 or 90 centimeters, something like that. So it's a 10 trochim walls around this area. And also the area of this thing, it's not just, okay, it's got walls, but the area that it contains is 4 by 4 tvachim. What's that? About, you know, just over a foot, 30 whatever centimeters by 30 whatever centimeters, or more. So it has to be a minimum size of 4 by 4 tvachim, and it has to have walls around it of 10 tvachim. So that's one possible way of having Rosh Hashanah Yochid. The chain choritz, amoik asa, or if you've got a ditch which is 10 tvachim deep, and it's 4 by tvachim area. And same thing when you've got a little mound, a mound which is 10 trochim high and 4 by 4 trochim area, that's also Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So we got, again, either a flat area with walls around it or a ditch or a mound. If it's got the required measurements of 10 trochim high, 10 trochim high walls, 10 trochim high, 10 or 10 trochim deep, whatever, and it's got an area of 4 by 4 trochim, that is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid minato.
The mound is an ordered pit. Isn't there a maximum also? I mean, if the mound is
mile by mile,
it's no longer a...
Okay, agreed. We'll get that.
I'm asking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, true, you're right. Yeah. Okay, says the Rambam. Yesh oimim deba'inan ba'ilu abo'abo ba'hein ba'alach soinom. That there are those who hold that in order to be considered enough, the size of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's not just 4 by 4, it has to be actually on a diagonal. Meaning a diagonal is 4, which is already a bit bigger, right? Pythagoras, right? Instead of being 4 by 4 square, it actually has to be a diagonal of 4, which makes it actually need to be a bit bigger when you talk about the square, the length and the width. Yeah. Kumoishi, spoiler, come on, Simon Chin Mem Tef, as we'll deal with in a few Simonim's time. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. What? The diagonal is 4, as opposed to the square. The size of it, what?
The size
will be smaller than 4. Oh, sorry. Okay, so let's see. Good. Just taking a listening. Fifth garden base, Hamukov Mechitzos. You're right. Hamukov Mechitzos is surrounded by walls, right? This area has to be surrounded by walls. The Simon Shinsach Semach Gimu Yisboy, Kama Mechitzos, Sach Shehe Sham, Va'id Kama Potim Be'inyan. There, we'll learn later on how many walls it actually needs and other such details. We'll deal with it there. Fifth garden Gimu. Yeshbay Abar Tvachim, it is 4 by 4 Tvachim, we said. Hine, Misif Yutes Muchach. Now, if you look at all the right at the end of the Simon, Sif Yutes, it's clear the Be'inin Shei Gam, Shei Ben Amachitzos Chalal Al Ba'arabad, between the walls, in the open, the cavity between the walls, it needs to be 4x4 Tzvachim. Ki Oivi Amachitzos Ein Mitzdafel Azeh, because the thickness of the walls don't count towards the 4x4 Tzvachim. V'zeu Das Reva Poiskim, that's the opinion of most Rishonim. However, the Yeshmina Rishonim Shekasu, there are those Rishonim who do write though, the Gam Oivi Amachitzos Mitzdafel Shia Azeh, that even the thickness of the walls it contributes towards the area of 4x4. Now, obviously, therefore, the area inside it doesn't need to be 4x4. It can be less than 4x4, and it's actually a chumrah. Right? The big chumrah is coming out, but you can have a much smaller area and still be a shayla v'doraisa. Okay, so Eli Rabbi Havi b'shem Rashba, k'agavna isa gam kein b'milchomais, it's the Eli Rabbi from the Rashba, and it's also in the Ramban. L'chalik b'inyan zeh, it's going to make a difference. What is going to be the, when do you say one way, when do you include the walls and when don't you? The Mechid says, our voice, when the walls are thick, thick enough walls, meaning that you could put a board on top and use the area on top of the wall. A board on top of the wall, and then you could use a space on top for something. Since the wall is usable for something, because the top of it is flat, you could put something on it and use it, whatever, then that wall is part of the area and counts towards the 4x4 tvachim. And if it's too narrow to put a board on top, then ein mitzdaref, then the walls do not contribute towards the 4x4 tvachim. That's how the Eli Rabba comes to resolve. I mean, the Rashba and the Ramban tries to resolve these two opinions in the Rishonim.
Is that wall? Don't
know yet. We'll have to find out. But I'm Bachoinim Tiskimu, the Chorzele in Ilche, Nikra Shem Roshisayochid, Al Oivi Hamachit Melamala. So this is just to be aware of what's going on here. We'll see it's a bit different to what we said. Where he's trying to clarify now, the Achoinim agree, though, that we're talking here about whether the area on top of the wall is considered to be the Eroshisayochid. But inyan chalal shebetoch hamechitzos, but when it comes to the actual airspace inside the walls, l'kol ha'alma l'nikra Eroshisayochid, kol zman she'ein chalalei abba, everyone agrees that the area has to be 4x4. It's a totally different shot now by the end of it all. Right? We thought that you're talking about, the area inside can be 3x3 because the walls are half a terach thick on each side. That's not what we're talking about at all. The area inside in the cavity that the walls are surrounding has to be for sure 4x4 tzvachim. The only question is the wall part of that Rosh Hashayochid? And that will depend on how thick the wall is. If it's thick enough to be used, then yes. If not, then it won't. Sivkot Mdala, v'chein choritzim, also with the case of a ditch, which is 10 tzvachim deep. V'chein tel, and also a mound. V'hu adin, omod gavoya asar tzvachim. Also, if you're talking about a pillar, which is 10 tzvachim tall, v'rach rabar abar, and it's 4x4 tzvachim area on top. Then also it will be considered Rosh Hashayochid. Even if you've got this pillar that's in the middle of Rosh Hashayochid, right? Now it's going to turn out that it's very easy to end up doing Malacha Deraisa. If you take something off that mound, you're now transferring it into Rosh Hashayochid. You've just potentially done a Deraisa. So it doesn't matter where the pillar is. Once the pillar is 10 tzvachim tall and 4 tzvachim by 4 tzvachim on top, that's called Rosh Hashayochid Nidoraisa. Siv cotton hay. Gavoya Asara. Right, so we're now talking about the mound, which is 10 tefachim tall. Avar im hatel or amechitzas heim pechusim me'asar tefachim. But if the mound or the walls are less than 10 tefachim, asheim rachavim haba. Even if they're very wide, they're not tall enough. They're 8 tefachim tall, but they're very wide. Lav rishus hayochidu. Then you can't define the area inside as a rishus hayochid because I haven't got 10 tefachim walls. It doesn't need to be, in fact, that the mound is completely flat on top and vertical walls going down. Right? It's flat with vertical walls going all the way around it. The walls don't need to be vertical. Even if the walls are sloping from the top, then if you make the cheshbon right, it could also be considered a wall. How so? In mislaket asar tefachim begoiva mitoich shipua arba amos, if it in the slope of 4 amos, it goes down 10 tvachim, meaning you measure out for if in the first 4 amos, it goes down 10 tvachim. Havikilu zok of kul is considered to be totally vertical. Barihu was just a yochid, b'mokim gavoya, gavoya, and therefore on the high point, which is a 10 tvachim tall, then it's got the din of Rosh Hashayochid.
Only from the high point.
Yeah. Sif cotton, because the walls are further down. Sif cotton vav, hein va'alach soinon. We said this thing about the diagonal and I was corrected, but we'll see what the diagonal is about here. What's this all about, this diagonal that Ramah added? That some people hold that it has to be something to do with diagonal being 4x4. Just like over there in Chin Mem Tes, where we talk about transferring an item for Amos and Shisharabim, which is a Malacha Doraisa. Ein chayev lekol ha'alma ad sheyavir shiur arba amos im alachzoin. That you're only chayev when you transfer the item four amos with the diagonal. What's with the diagonal? She'oile beyachad chamesh amos shloisha chumshei ama. Ends up being actually not four. It's actually bigger. It's actually bigger, right? It's not actually four. It's actually the diagonal is 5 3/5 amos. Right, the diagonal. Meaning when you say four amos, you really mean but what are you doing? What's going on? You have to transfer it 5 3/5. That's the idea. If you transfer it 5 3/5, only then you're chayev. So plug that in here. Came in your nenu. It was just a yochid, a nikru, which is a yochid, a chia, shir, roichav, arbot, tvachim, imalach. So it has to be 4 plus the diagonal extra, the extra part, 5 3/3. That ends up what it's being with a diagonal. The Levush leaves out entirely this the Yesh Oimim with the Ramah here, this idea of the diagonal. We're going to deal with it more when we get to Shemem Tes. But the Eli Rabba said he did very well to leave it out, because this idea of the diagonal is only one opinion in the Rishonim. It's a daf yachid. V'chol ha-rishonim cholkim al zeh. All other rishonim disagree with this diagonal thing. V'sri olehu de'im hurak, arba al-arba, merubba, choshev, arba, rishus ha-yachid. As long as it's got 4x4 tvachim square, it is rishus ha-yachid. V'loi domi de'lekaman sim in Shemem Tes, le'in ha-avos, arba amos, rishus ha-yachid. It's not like the case in Shemem Tes where we do have an opinion, a valid opinion, which we do accept that it needs to be with a diagonal. And tell him, look over there. We'll see more about it when we get over there. But over here, it's not relevant, says Eli Rabba. And also the Gor rejects this opinion in terms of the idea of Rosh Hashayochid. Because of Gankain, Dami, Lakaman, Simon Shin, and Tes, and you will also agree that you can't compare it to the case of Rosh Hashayochid that we'll learn later on in Simon Shin Mem Tes. But don't worry too much about the opinion now. When we get to Shin Mem Tes, we'll see what the diagonal business is. But now it looks like everyone is rejecting it other than the Ramah. Sif Gimel. Salim Hamakifim Rosh Hashayochid. The walls that surround Rosh Hashayochid are Gabeim Rosh Hashayochid, Afila Einam Rechavim Arba. On top of those walls is also called Rosh Hashayochid, even if they're not for Tvachim Y. We mentioned this already in passing, but this is the Sifa talks about it. That the walls on that, again, the walls that surround the Rosh Hashayochid are also considered to be part of the Rosh Hashayochid. Says the Mishnah Rosh of Cotton Zion. Kesalim Hamakifim Rosh Hashayochid. The walls, again, which walls? The walls that make the space inside Rosh Hashayochid are also called Rosh Hashayochid. Tifkon Ches, afil einem mechavim arba, even if they're not four tvachim wide. What's the lema? She'oiv yaksolim ein roichav avyan arba tvachim kashir Rosh Hashayochid. They themselves, the walls, are not four tvachim wide like Rosh Hashayochid is. Afil ahochi yesh sheim Rosh Hashayochid gam al avyan milamara. That area that's on top of the wall, the thickness of the wall on top is also part and counted as Rosh Hashayochid. The cheshbon that we saw earlier in Mishnah was about what the measurements need to be considered Rosh Hashayochid. But here, you have an airspace of 4x4 inside the walls, and the walls are thick, although they're not 4 tefachim wide, but they're thick, and that area of thickness that's on top of the wall is considered to be also Rosh Hashayochid. Since they, these walls, through their surrounding the area, make the area inside Rosh Hashayochid, all the more so that they themselves should act like Rosh Hashayochid. Okay, I think we'll have to stop over there, and there's a shame we'll catch up tomorrow.